International Chess Day today. So I've been chatting to Gary Sharkey, who is from Maryport Chess Club, to find out all about why people love chess so much, and started by asking him, despite, you know, advancements in technology, games consoles, games that we can play on mobile phones and such like, why is chess still so popular?
Because it's so much more complex than any other game, really. And when you start, it's easy to learn, but the more you progress through, when you see the complexity of it, it just kind of takes over your mind, actually. Whereas the computer games, you can play them and leave them. Chess, you can't actually seem to leave it behind because it's so strategic and so tactical. I think that's it.
So once you get into it, then it becomes quite addictive, then, does it?
Yeah, not to everybody, but to the people. But once you love it, I think you'll always love it. Some people can just play a game and then not come back for a few years. But the people that really, once it gets a hold of you, it's really hard to leave behind.
Now, that's very interesting, because I've got to admit, I have never got into playing chess, but I've always been intrigued about it. But I thought to myself...
This is the thing.
Yeah, I always thought that it might be a bit too complicated for me. I don't know whether I'd get bored with it, but you're saying that once you learn it, you really can get into it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't have to be... It depends what kind of level you actually want to play. I mean, you don't actually have to start off with the ambition of playing competitive chess and, you know, playing high level. You can just play it for fun. And even if that's the case, you just learn all the moves and just play it for fun. As long as you enjoy it, that's the most important thing. At my chess club, I tried to keep it really casual, especially with young players. I didn't put pressure on. I just like them to enjoy it. And as they enjoy it and as they get older, that's when they progress and become better players. And even older players that start, just ease them in really nice and slow, and just as long as they enjoy coming, you know.
So are there a lot of kids who actually get into chess then?
Yeah, there's more coming now. I mean, I struggled early on with my chess club, 4 or 5, 6 people coming every week. But since the lockdown and the Queen's Gambit series on Netflix, and people who hadn't played for years also started playing again in lockdown. When I opened the club back up after lockdown, there's just chess players coming out of the woodwork, right, left and centre. It's unbelievable, actually. I think I've got the most members of any chess club in Cumbria, just about, maybe aside from Penrith. Penrith's got quite a big following as well. But it's been great lately.
Wow. I mean, the Queen's Gambit did really provide a lot of interest in chess.
It done a lot for chess.
And also, you said about the lockdowns. What did people do who enjoy playing chess during the lockdowns? What was the alternative?
There is loads of online programs and online websites to play chess. Chess.com is one. Lichess.org is another. They're the two most popular. You can either play casual chess on it, or you can play speed chess. You can play just one day a move, like used to be correspondence chess, but they don't do that now. So it's like correspondence chess, but over the internet. So and you can play tournaments, and you can basically play anybody from all over the world at the click of a mouse. It's fantastic.
So I'm guessing for people getting into chess, maybe if they don't have somebody that they know who also is interested in chess, I'm guessing joining a chess club is the best idea, is it? What do they get out of it?
Yeah, well, it's just a bit of interaction, you know what I mean? With kids of their own age. Chess, it doesn't really matter about age in chess, really, because, you know, I've got 10-year-olds playing 60-year-olds at my club sometimes, you know, just learning from different players. So it's just basically because the game is the same whether you're playing somebody your own age or whether you're playing somebody a lot older. So it doesn't really matter. But they come with the friends, and then they'll split up, and they'll, after a couple of weeks, they'll split up and they'll start playing with the players in club and that, and getting to know people and that. It's a good way to interact them, you know.
Yeah, no, it does. It sounds fantastic. And with it being quite a tactical game, do the skills that you develop in chess also translate to other aspects of life, do you think?
Yeah, yeah. It's been known for a long time that excelling in chess has got benefits for, you know, calculation, decision making, not only in chess but in life decisions as well. I know it might sound a bit strange, but you actually start to think about things more before you do it, just like you do on the chessboard, as you should in life as well. You know what I mean? Just things like that. Just taking your time over things and thinking things through before you actually do them. You know, it becomes a habit when you start playing chess, and you actually transfer it over into different aspects of your life as well.
Yeah, oh, that's very interesting, that. And you've got an exhibition event coming up. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I've got Grandmaster Mr. Keith Arkell. He's doing a simultaneous exhibition on Saturday, the 5th of August at 1 p.m, where he plays every opponent that I can get. And up to now, I've got about 28 players up to now, and he plays. Everybody's just lines up on a board in like a semicircle, and he plays one move after the next, and he just plays everybody. When he's finished one move, he goes back around and starts again, and so on and so forth until the games are completed. It's £15 entry, and it includes a buffet style lunch with tea and coffee. It's going to be a great day. I think it's the first time a Grandmaster's ever come to Maryport.
I mean, really great for people to be able to take on a chess master. How do people get tickets and find out more about it?
They can ring me on 07542 403 194, or email me at garysharkey69@gmail.com, and the simul will be held at the centre, Maryport Community Centre in Adele Road.
And just to finish, I ask this every day when we feature the special day we're celebrating. What do you think is the best way to celebrate International Chess Day?
International Chess Day. If you've never played, take the plunge and try online, or even go on YouTube. Just have a look at some YouTube videos. Join an online chess club. If you live close to the chess club, don't worry about the stigma attached, thinking, oh, I can't play, all these people are better than me. That just doesn't matter. Everybody was a beginner at one point in their life. Just come along. You'll be surprised how much you love it. And if you love it, you'll always love it.
That was Gary Sharkey there from Maryport Chess Club, getting us into chess, and today could be the day for it. And like I said, it's something I never got into at all. I just don't know if I've got the patience for it, but it is one of those games I've always wanted